Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Freitas. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Tony Freitas. And now, play ball. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seeds. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Williams applying the tag. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to third. Kress moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to home to get Fothergill. Kress moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freitas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Blue picks up the ball and throws it to Hayes, who tags the runner out. McNair scores. Williams moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seeds scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Gaston covering, for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. Kramer strikes out. Berry drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kramer out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freitas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Dykes moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas is 0-for-1 in the game. Freitas hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Seeds is hit by the pitch. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kramer moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's 3-1. Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Williams applying the tag. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Kress reaches second base with a double. Fothergill moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive towards short. McNair catches it and throws to second to double up Kress. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Fox reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair bunts towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Williams reaches second base with a double. Dykes goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Red Faber now pitching. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas is 0-for-2 in the game. Freitas hits a fly ball towards right. Kress settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kress. Williams moves to third. Freitas moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Williams scores. Freitas moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Athletics. Paul Gregory now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Freitas scores. Haas moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Appling reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 7-2, Athletics. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Gregory covering. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair bunts towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and has Fox trapped. There's the throw to Sullivan and over to Hayes, who tags Fox for the out. Simmons scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 8-2, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McNair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas is 0 for 3 in the game. Freitas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Paul Gregory. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Hodapp moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.